Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
Something I didn't expect to, you know, I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I thought, okay, I can't get to sleep. I'll check email. And so at 3:02 a.m., I discover like one of the, what do you call it? Like the, one of the big Christmas gifts that I ordered for my wife suddenly is not arriving. And ooh. I have to, and it's sold out everywhere else. So, and I only bring that up because it's like, you know, we're still waiting on China to get back to us on our card manufacturing, right? Mm-hmm. I can't, like, this is, I feel like there are other, this is, how to put this? What's happening this year? Why are things, you know, taking so long? Why are orders getting canceled? It's just weird.
Mm. Christmas shopping, timelines, deadlines. Yeah.
God, I don't know. It just feels like so much is falling through on everything.
I feel like every time I turn around, there's another box on my doorstep and I haven't ordered any of it.
Well, that's good for you, I guess, right?
I guess so.
All right, well, let's get into the huddle. What is something that you have not shared this week?
Well, related to the previous conversation, I have done zero Christmas shopping so far. It is peak procrastination on my part. Yeah,
nothing. It is December. What? This is the 19th. You have got days.
Yeah, I'll get it done. Ugh, I hate it.
Gift cards left and right.
No, I'll get real gifts, but yeah. How about you?
I don't think there's anything that I haven't shared. No news. The news is good news, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's roll into the review then. I think today we are planning to talk about Replay and Reset, which basically is a blog post that you wrote that introduces an exercise for individuals and teams to do at the end of the year to look at kind of like goal setting and planning for the following year. Why don't we dig into that?
Yeah. So you and I were talking last week about, you know, our plans for 2025 and even how we're going to close out this year, and then got into how much we have enjoyed making things like the Thanksgiving version of the conversation cards. And so, you know, I think what this idea came together into a couple of minutes. And I went right into Fig Jam and started designing an activity based on our conversation cards of how can we both reflect on this year, 2024, of what went well, you know, what worked, what didn't work, and then going through some additional steps as we do of trying to take those insights and turn them into action. And so we have this activity board. I shared that on our blog on LinkedIn. Not exactly sure like how many people, you know, it's in Fig Jam or there's a download version. So don't know how many people have viewed this, but you and I actually did the exercise as I talked about in a Loom I recorded for this activity to introduce it to people. Mm-hmm. And we went through that earlier this morning where we brought each of our individual boards into a new Fig Jam and then played that back for each other. And the way we did it is, you know, we took, there's three sections: reflection and pre-flection, professional growth, and make your playbook. And sorry, I have a cat that just jumped up on top of me. And then we went one at a time of like, here's what I came up with for communication. Then you shared your communication. And we did this all the way through to the activities. And as we were doing them, taking notes of, you know, like common facilitation, you know, like plus ones and heart emojis and thumbs ups, but also taking notes on, you know, what are these steps like? Yeah. And I think it was really helpful to go through this. Well, one, it's designed to go through, like to share this with others. You know, if you're mm-hmm. in a place, you can do that, because that drove deeper conversation into our different perspectives and how we even, what the surprise for me, honestly, in doing this together was getting to even not just deeper insights, but even more intent in the next step forward. Like we were able to synthesize that in real time to, instead of trying to converge, our playbooks kind of synthesized a shared playbook for what our next steps are. And we were able to then dive into greater detail on, instead of, like some of my next steps were to intentionally create time to talk about different conversations, different subjects. We were able to do that live so that by the end of this thing, it's like we've already done the next step right now. And then not only were we able to do that next step, but come up with a much more significant set of steps for the things we want to work on in the next year.
I thought it was so it was an interesting exercise for me to do to kind of like push myself to put things out there, like to really like think back and re reflect on the year and put things in there that I felt like summarized how I've felt over the course of the year. Like I could see doing this quarterly, I think is what I'm saying, and it would be a really good idea. It's not just an end of year exercise, in my opinion. I thought going through it with you was really interesting to see where we actually are aligned on a lot of the responses. And what I really liked, and I think it's what I really like about all of the work that we do, is that it drives at making a decision. It forced us to have conversations that we'd probably been circling around or thinking about for a while. And then it forced us to say, okay, so what is our next step in this, and how are we going to plan around it? So we have more work to do, but I think we're now a little bit more focused.
Yeah, and in addition to that, there are a couple of spots of things we'd like to see improved. And there are things that I have been thinking and things you were thinking about each other that we were able to validate, right? So, for the sake of vulnerability and transparency, I shared that I feel like, whereas earlier in the year we become super collaborative as we got into actual like tasks, like roles and responsibilities, but also using more tools like AI to help correlate data, right? And tie things together. I felt like we hey, all of a sudden, like we're kind of working independently and not sure, like, are you able to get enough of your perspective in this work and kind of vice versa? And it was interesting that we were both kind of had different plays on that theme.
Yeah, I read between the lines that you just miss me.
I do. Nobody
Just
wants to
want
work
more
alone.
Brett time. No,
I
yeah.
don't want to work in silos.
No, of course not.
But it was, yeah, 'cause, and I just want to share that because this went beyond just, okay, good. Here's good, here's bad, here's what we do to make bad good. Right?
Right.
This is like we spent a couple hours. And this is just, well, I shouldn't say a couple hours. We've probably spent an hour and some change. But this also was a great reminder that we're only two people in this partnership, right? We're only two people. We meet generally every day. It is rare that you and I do not meet each other every day. And still, there was some ambiguity in how we were feeling and, thinking and feeling about things, and maybe even saying things, of me holding back saying something because I didn't want to overwhelm you or make you feel overwhelmed. And so I really want to share that because if this is, I knew we would have some things to share. I wasn't expecting as much as we did. And because of as how close we are, how long we've known each other. And that's all to say, it's not, this isn't about digging dirt and searching for things. This is just about like the fine tuning that we now have. And I love this idea of doing it quarterly because I think we need it, right?
I agree. And I think it speaks to this idea that we keep saying about team angle. It's the kind of exercise that you should do, because just because things look good on the surface doesn't mean that they're as good as they could be. So I think all of the things that we've talked about are, yeah, our collaboration's great. Our communication's pretty good. We've worked some kinks out along the way. We got to kind of reflect on that. But now we're just looking at ways of being better and more
Yes.
efficient and more collaborative. So to me, it's just like it's going to put us in an even better place.
Yeah, and I would love, I hope that we hear back from some teams, whether it's in-house or even small studios. I mean, just the what we got out of this with the what I think I spent about a half hour on this. I think you spent about a half hour doing our own personal boards and then coming together. I mean, this is time well spent, time incredibly well invested. And I'm really happy, really very pleased how the results, like what we got out of that.
I'm also just really quickly before we move on, I'm proud of the way that we collaborated on this one because as a two-person team, we've become more and more comfortable with one person just taking the lead. And the way that you just picked this up and ran with it, similar to the way that the Thanksgiving project went, just like we're gonna make a thing, like going all in, taking as far as I can go, and then just going with it. Like you really took this top to bottom, and I checked in and gave you kind of like feedback here and there, and I think it turned out pretty good. So high five on
I'm
that.
happy with this, and I, until you said it, I hadn't considered this being a quarterly activity, but I could definitely see making some tweaks. You know, hopefully anybody listening to this, if you do this exercise, would love to hear how it went for you. Would love to talk to you about that. Because yeah, you're right. I mean, you and I have talked about even like how to some degree like ludicrous 360 inner reviews are or have become. Like we have all these rituals that have been around for decades, and as society has evolved and progressed or not, but you know, as it's changed, we haven't really changed about how we look back, reflect, how we use that information to preflect, you know, to give us guidance. And so, yeah, I think that there's some space to do this on a quarterly basis and to make it even more meaningful.
Agree.
So let's get into the ask this week. What do we got going?
So the first thing I want to ask our audience is, can you please have a happy holiday? Just like we
Please.
appreciate everyone who actually listens to the show, follows along with what we're producing and writing every week. We're doing a lot, and it's nice to know that we're helping some folks and people are actually following along. So, cheers to that. Happy holidays. And reach out to us if you want to learn more about what we're doing. You know, if you can't make our webinars, you can't follow along so closely, but you need some help, reach out. We
Say
are
hi.
ready to hit the ground running and work with some amazing people in 2025. Also, on the note of webinars, we have another Team Angle webinar coming up on January 23rd at noon. It's completely free. Go to sameteampartners.com to find a link there to register.
Yeah, our webinar last week, that went well. Like I was
It
really
did. It was
surprised and
fun.
happy. And we got some
Yeah.
really good feedback on that too.
We did. We did.
Yeah,
All
looking
right,
forward
let's
to the
jump into the hit list. What are you listening to, watching, or reading?
All right, so this is like for me coming in hot because I literally found this earth came to me this morning, and it's Dommy and JD Beck. Now, the link I'm providing is for a live performance they did on what appears to be Japanese television like morning program. But these guys are, I don't even know how to classify them other than just incredible jazz artists. And I did a little bit of research and found out that they're considered prodigies. Like they're incredibly young,
Oh,
but
interesting.
you wouldn't know this listening to them. One is a drummer, the other is a keyboardist, plays organ, you know, plays organ while she's playing keyboards or something. It's crazy, but it sounds incredible.
Cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
My first listening is this Christmas record called It, or it's a Holiday Soul Party by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I have it on vinyl. It's my favorite Christmas record at this point, and I've had a lot growing up. But just to give you a little kind of taste of some of the songs, the first song it opens with is called 8 Days of Hanukkah. Amazing. Second song is Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects. There's so many good songs, Funky Little Drummer Boy. You definitely have to check this one out. It's on Spotify, all of those.
And
It's such
I'm
a good
chuckling.
record.
Well, but you also take a look at the artwork too. That's like straight up, what is that? Like 70s, late
Oh yeah,
60s.
it's like straight out of like the 60s. It reminds me of like the Beach Boys Christmas record, which I also love. So yeah,
Yeah,
I love
that's
this one.
awesome.
Yeah.
So my next is watching I Have Made It. This may be sad to say, but I've made it to season four of Stranger Things. I've just been binge watching the crap out of that. And so I'm on my final two episodes, which incredibly clock in at a combined 3 hours and 30 minutes for two episodes. So it's like I
Wow.
have
Half a day.
I have a short movie and a long movie to watch to close out
Yeah.
season four.
Are you liking it?
Loving it.
Cool.
It is,
Yeah, it's pretty
yeah. I
good.
mean, if you grew up in the 80s, right? And
Yeah.
if you love Steven Spielbergish kind of things, it just keeps getting better and
That's a
better,
good point
especially
too.
season four. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. My next is another one I'm going to hold up, and it's something I'm reading, which I kind of like pick up and will reread every year. It's Holidays on Ice by David Sedaris, and you'll notice I have a playbill in shoved in this book.
Seen
This book
that.
came out in 1997. In 1999, I went and saw a production of The Santaland Diaries, which is one of the stories in this book. So if you
Nice.
like David Sedaris at
I
all,
do.
this is great.
That's
I
actually,
definitely recommend this one.
that is on my list of things to do this weekend because it's on my bookshelf.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, it's so good. I love it.
Love it, love it, love it. Thanks for the reminder. That's good. My last one for this week is an article on McSweeney's. So my wife and I are going through the what's the calendar, the Christmas calendar thing?
The Advent calendar?
Well, yeah, where you have a surprise every
Yeah, a
day.
little candy every day or something. Yeah.
Yeah, instead, we bought the McSweeney's Advent calendar and it's a tiny book for every day.
Oh,
And
neat.
so and they're pretty much they're the articles from McSweeney's. Most of them are Christmas related. But the one that cracks me up is a producer attempts to pitch the Nutcracker. So if you haven't, like in addition to David Sedaris, there's quite a few great satirical reads on McSweeney's for the
Yeah,
holidays.
McSweeney. I forgot about McSweeney's. That's a good one.
Yeah,
That's
it is.
like a late 90s reference there for you too. What was
Yep.
that author who started that? Dave
Going strong.
Eggers. Dave Eggers, right? Yeah, oh, I
Yeah.
love him. Cool.
Still going.
Yeah. All right. My last one is watching, and I'm sticking with the holiday theme. Who doesn't love National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? Like the
Yep.
most quotable Christmas movie out there, I
Shitter's
believe.
full.
Schitter's Full. One of the best. One of the best.
All right. Well, let's close out this our Christmas episode. With a high five, what are we celebrating this week?
I'm celebrating holiday break. I feel like I have holiday fever right now, because that's all I'm talking about on this episode. But for me, I can't wait to get to the end of the day Friday and have a couple of weeks off for rest, resting my brain, relaxing, being with family, seeing friends, and resetting. It's all about resetting and stepping into 2025 with real energy.
Yep, I like that reset. For me, it's much the same. Although I'm probably going to, I have to admit, probably going to continue writing, and
Well, I am too.
I just can't get this stuff out of my brain. But
Sure.
I'm going to
But we
have
won't be
to.
on like Zoom calls and we won't be like on the
Right,
hook for anything. We
no
can just
calls,
make our
no
stuff.
meetings. You're right. That's what I
Yeah.
mean is there's no meetings, there's no Zoom calls, there's no none
Yeah.
of that.
Yep.
So take a break if you're able. Hopefully you are, but get that rest and relaxation. I want to celebrate that we did the one webinar. We're doing it again. And just to remind folks, before you start drinking boozy eggnog, and I hope you drink a lot of it, register now for the webinar on January 3rd. Sorry, January 23rd at
23rd.
noon Eastern time. Go to sameteampartners.com. You'll find the link there on the homepage. And would love to see your shiny faces in the new year. All
Yeah.
right. Happy holidays, everybody.
High five 2025. We'll see you then. We're not recording next week.
That's right. Yep. All right. See you in the new year.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.